Governor Andrew Cuomo said this week he will not resign despite ongoing investigations against him and his office. He's up for re-election next year, and as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Republicans from across the state are considering getting into the race.
In 2018, Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro lost to Cuomo by more than 20 percentage points, but Molinaro did get 2.2 million votes. That's more than what Cuomo received in 2014 and the most any Republican has received since former New York Governor George Pataki in 2002. Currently, Molinaro is focused on his county's recovery from the pandemic, but he says he is considering running for governor again, and he knows it's a steep climb.
You've got to be organized. You've got to be able to raise the money, but you also need, again, to be able to weave together coalitions of people from different demographics, different regions of the state, but also different ideology. There just aren't enough Republican votes to win an election.
He says the party should be united around a common theme, getting the state back on its feet.
We can govern in a way that respects different opinions, but makes perfectly clear that we cannot tolerate corruption any longer. We cannot tolerate a state that overtaxes any longer. We cannot have a government that spends more than it should.
Finger Lakes Republican Congressman Tom Reed says he's seriously considering running for governor, and it's been reported he's hired staffers to work on his campaign. Reed says his work with the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus in the House is a governing style he could bring to Albany.
Make no mistake about it, I recognize Governor Cuomo is the Goliath, and I'm just a simple country lawyer from Western New York that just still believes that you can make a difference.
Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin says he's also considering a bid for the governorship. State Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy says the party is working earlier than ever before to vet potential candidates. He would like a consensus sometime this summer and for the party to try to avoid a primary.
I think there's a level of dissatisfaction that we haven't seen in some time here. It's eerily similar to 1994 when George Pataki beat Mario Cuomo, who was reaching for a fourth term. So I think history can repeat itself.
In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.